It's the Pies and the Bombers who I reckon are the two stories of the trade period. I know that Cameron is probably the biggest player, but that spotlight is only going to shine brighter after this trade with Stevenson went through this afternoon.
He said he doesn't know if I've allowed myself to open up to the group, which I don't necessarily agree with. But if that's how he saw it, he's the coach, and he's provocative. So I'll definitely be endearing myself to my new teammates and coaches, and hopefully I can put a better foot forward there if that's what he thought my problem was.
It's fascinating stuff from Stevenson on SEN. He was, of course, talking about his discussions over the phone with Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley. Robbie D'Orazio from Connor Sports is Stevenson's manager, and he joins us live on Sports Day. Robbie, appreciate your time. How hard was this deal to get done in the end?
Thanks, guys. It wasn't hard, really, Sam. It was more making the decision, I guess, was the difficult part of the whole thing. So you heard Jaden speak before. I'm very proud of the way he's handled himself in this situation. And it's quite unique and something that I hope not many players have to go through. You know, it was quite a tough decision for a boy who actually wanted to probably stay there. But in the end, was shown the door to a degree.
Are you disappointed with Collingwood, Robbie?
Oh, look, it's a big business now, Sam, as we know, and this is probably the unsavoury part of the discussion. So, you know, disappointed, but no, they've got a job to do, and understand that Ned and the team there with Walshy and Bucks have got to look after Collingwood. So, no, I wouldn't say I'm disappointed, and it's probably the way the game's going.
Robbie, how did this particular one work? Because usually, you know, list managers and managers, player managers get together, you know, during the year and talk and have regular dialogue. You might get a bit of a heads up that they're looking at maybe trading a player. Did this happen in this particular instance, or was it something out of the blue?
I wouldn't say we were chatting about Jaden specifically throughout the year. I did the Brody Grundy deal earlier in the year, and everyone was pretty happy the way that unfolded before the year started. And Jaden was coming off not as good a year as the first one he had, but had full faith that he was going to bounce back. Look, the hub, Paul Connors and I were talking about it just before. The hub life probably wasn't great for Jaden, and because we weren't up there to be able to experience it. And you know, we usually catch up with our boys for a coffee regularly and, you know, touch and feel, and we didn't get to do that. So as the year transpired, you could tell Jaden was probably a shell of himself. So when the phone rang to have a chat with Ned, it probably wasn't a surprise. But I'm surprised that they've traded such a talented young player. That's for sure.
And then when it happened, it was quite forthright. We heard the grab there of Jaden himself. He said he called Nathan Buckley. I mean, that seems odd to me. Usually, isn't it the club or the coach that makes the call? Is that sort of how it happened?
Yeah. No, I'd already spoken to Ned without going into too much. We're already down the track a little bit, and then it got to a point where Jaden, Jaden's really he's a complex character, and I love everything about him. But he just thought it took it on himself to ring the coach and say, "Do you want me or not?" So it was the way that he wanted to handle it. He knows Bucks better than most, and obviously spent a lot of time with him. So hearing it from the horse's mouth was something Jaden wanted to do, and Jaden heard it from Bucks, and we got to work.
Robbie, Jaden's 21. Hard to believe. I mean, in footy terms, he's a baby, but just in regular terms, he is so young. He's a young man making his way in the world, and he's got a lot of footy ahead of him. What does he bring to the North Melbourne Footy Club, who have said that they're rebuilding, but I reckon it accelerates your rebuild when you can bring in a guy who's got 10 years left, who's already had 3 years at the highest level. And probably have now, three of the top 11 picks from that draft, just off the top of my head?
Well, they have, LDU's there. Steve was pick 6, and Aiden Bonner was pick 11, who we traded there last year. Look, I'm a big believer in footy, especially nothing as bad as it seems, nothing as good as it seems. I remember 2 years ago, Dylan Shield was picking between St Kilda, Essendon and Carlton, and rewind that. Now St Kilda's a destination club, so I think if I'm a supporter of any football club at the moment, you'd have full faith that it's going to get better quick. So look, Jaden, in the end, we didn't have many options, to be honest with you. North Melbourne came, presented Scott Clayton, Glenn Luff, and the team, Jaden barracks for, or his dad barracked for North Melbourne as a kid. He did his AIS program there through the under-18s and really liked it. And when they skipped him at pick four in that draft, he still remembered, you know, he wanted to go to North at pick four. So obviously he went to Collingwood at pick six and had a great first year, kicking 38 goals and winning the Rising Star. So look, if I'm a North Melbourne supporter, I'd be really excited. And I think this might be the kick in the pants maybe that he needs. And I'd be worried next year if you're playing on Jaden Stevenson, because I think he's going to have a big preseason and show everyone what he's worth.
And what's the role that North have sold to him? Is it that X factor forward, or is it, you know, maybe playing further up the ground as a wingman?
Well, I think he's going to work on both of those roles. But to start with, I think just coming out of the square would be great for Jaden. But he acknowledges he probably needs to train harder, build his body. The glandular fever didn't help, which has been well documented, but he's already engaged in a personal trainer, so he's going to do a lot of hard work now for to get ready for pre-season. But yeah, look, multiple roles, wing, you know, he wouldn't mind going inside mid as well. I've seen him play that as an under-18s player, so he's got a lot of possibilities. And as I said, North Melbourne's they've got a steal of a draft there with, you know, a draft hand. You know, they keep their two first round picks. And they get Artu, who we also manage, who's a little electric small forward, and they've given up basically nothing. So, yeah, well done to North.
Well done to North, indeed. It does look a good deal for North Melbourne. Robbie, one of your other clients, Lachie Fogarty, I'm never sure yep. which one it is. He's Fogarty, okay. he was quite liked. In fact, he was very liked from the people I spoke to at Geelong in the last 48 hours. They were disappointed to lose him. Why the Blues, and where do you think he'll play for them?
Foggs is a, you know, pick 22 a few years ago and a great character, and Stephen Wells, obviously, I think first and foremost, picks great characters. So Geelong, he just couldn't get the opportunity there. And another one, he's contracted, so we knew that if we asked for a trade, it wasn't going to be easy because he's well respected. It's funny, we actually managed Patrick Dangerfield, who rang and gave me a good, yelled at me down the phone saying, don't trade him. That's how much he's well respected. So obviously bringing older players in again this year with Higgins and Smith was going to make it even harder next year. So look, he's a hard-working small forward who'll go in inside mid, but tackles ferociously. And for me, I was talking to Nick Austin, their list manager, the other day. He reminds me of a Kane Lambert sort of player. Give us work hard up and down, tackle, you know, create havoc for the opposition and hit the scoreboard. So, no, I think he's a really good young player who gets his opportunity at the Blues.
I think all we took out of that, the headline will be that Dangerfield screams at D'Orazio. Anyway, we might save that for another day. Robbie, well done on getting all the deals done. I'm sure you're probably due a beer. Enjoy it. And let's hope that Jaden Stevenson... By the way, on that, Robbie, is it 5 years for Stevenson?
It's 5 years, yeah.
Right, okay. So it's great news that he gets to get a little bit more... extension on his career, and
yeah.
I think that's great news for everyone. Thanks, Robbie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.